Yeah, it's Tuesday, December 27th, 2011. This is the Taney County Commission, and this is the portion of the meeting wherein we conduct a preliminary study of the issues coming before County Commission this day and future days, and where we receive public comment. We'll officially call the meeting to order for agendized items at 9 a.m. Here in the minutes, if you would check, we'd ask for times by Lynn as to when we concluded and or reconvened.
Okay. That one's not right.
Joanna, if you're listening, can you come into the commission room?
Maybe it is in here.
What?
Maybe.
It's right here.
I don't know what that is.
That's from there.
What's it? I don't know what you're talking about. Miscellaneous others on these things. What's that mean?
It's just classification.
Okay. But you might look through some of those and see.
I just looking. That doesn't make sense to me here.
Did you make your checks through your minutes, Ron, on the corrections?
What? Yeah, he did. I'm looking at some times real fast.
Okay.
Danny, until I get an answer from...
If Joanna hears this and comes in, then I can ask that question. That CDW is a vendor that we buy computer equipment from. Government's is their division.
I don't see where there's times. Is there a time concern? I got you. Yeah, 15th. Remember, the microphones are on. There's no detail with that. And that was a question. Is that on there? Is that department? Mm-hmm. And then that looked suspicious.
Yes, it does. Okay.
That was the two things that Commissioner Strahan had just located. Another busy week for bills, considering that we expected the down week. $500,000. She's checking. So
yeah.
That goes in there, Ron, right there.
Oh, that's sorry?
On, that's
that
on
goes
top.
In there.
Yep.
That's a Thursday.
I was going to say that again. Sent an email about COBRA and 2% administration fee that we've not charged for before. We just need to make a decision.
I say yes.
You say yes, go ahead and charge it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you say?
We have the ability on COBRA that's being paid to charge an administrative fee for handling that for the employees that go out.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an expense to us to do that.
I mean, we absorb it otherwise.
Right.
I say do it.
So it's for, if it's $300, what is that?
Six bucks? Yeah, $6.
So you're talking about an annual fee, or it's 18 months, isn't it?
Could be, yeah. I think that's the, but it would be a monthly fee. So it's 2% of whatever the total benefits are, either per month or whatever the total amount of time is. If, in fact, you're paying $300 or $350 or whatever it is, your bill would be $300, $350 plus 2%.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pay that in.
We were also sent an email about this.
Just pay him? No, he just rolled over.
It doesn't have to be cash back. It never had a system of cash back.
Well, which means that you have 6 weeks left.
So we got this one, this one.
To start at the first of the year, or did we? Would it be prorated?
We didn't say that.
I think that that would make sense, but
after she started. And the other person I want to do is her.
What's going to do?
Roll 30 over. Because she has.
She has anything?
What?
She has something?
Yeah, she has a note.
Upstairs, by the way.
Right.
I don't see how they could possibly have that much time.
You remember they're going to Dan?
Let me check.
Okay. So we'll just make, because we'll have to make a decision on all three of them. Then. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sell that. I'm thinking Renee first and then Phil second, or Phil second. Renee first, Phil second.
On the
EPM
training for EPM?
Yeah.
I'm thinking Renee first, primary, and Phil secondary.
That's fine with me.
Put it right here. This right here, right?
Right. Yes.
Then this one, the one that you just brought up, I had that could be that too. So Dan's checking, right?
Dan's checking. I say yes to both of them, and that third one that's passed. And then I show this at the five. No, I don't. I got to double check. We have to review this today during executive. It's this intergovernmental agreement for the. These are my changes, so if you want to look, I don't like how it's written here.
Because they only have six lines with maybe 12 phones. So I want to say per phone and or per line.
And I want us to think through this paragraph here. That's what I don't understand. That's not what we said, but that's what she's saying here. Okay?
Is it because of
funding?
Yes.
And that's what it says. It says in here for determine the amount of record. She meant that. Is that it right here?
No, we have to go through it, there's no doubt.
And then there was an Exhibit A. So everything else was fine. But anyway, that's the only questions I had. You can have this.
They're turning in bills now to be paid for next year?
Huh.
Well, I know.
Are they in there?
No, she came and told me early this morning. So.
No. We have an entity. I'll send an email right now.
Oh, wait just a minute.
I saw a letter. I saw that. I got that too, but that doesn't mean anything. That's the after the fact.
Well, and that, but that should be put with the other information.
Yes.
Just follow up for our edification.
Right.
There's no agreement for this. But there is for next year and there is for this year.
Right. But we also need an entity.
Pardon?
The entity needs to submit an invoice.
I'm with you. Believe me.
I want to help.
Well, and I've advised over there that I think it's coming, but I'm there.
I know. You do so much.
I think that letter's fine.
Personally. I do too. I've seen this. Is that on today's agenda? Didn't think it needed to. It's administrative. Yep.
What is that?
That's a letter of support for this board to go through this agency to chase funds.
Okay. Okay, I'm a little slower on that stuff this morning.
The REGLG program already in place? Jim?
Mm-hmm.
Is this REDLG program already in place?
Yes.
So they've already been assured? Because it says through the utilization of the program, they will immediately begin constructing the facility.
Isn't that just a grant application? Isn't that their application?
They're asking us to support construction of the additional facility through the loan and grant program, which I'm all for that.
Right.
I honestly believe they can do it one way or the other.
I do.
But we need to know that.
That's what I was thinking. I don't understand what our deal is here with this.
This is just so that they can get, we're just supporting their attempt to get extra funds, I think.
Yeah, that's all we're doing is help. They're pursuing extra funds or additional funds to help fund.
If they can get federal funds to do it rather than spend their own, that's what they want to do.
That's exactly right, which I can't blame them for that.
Where'd that come from, though? I mean, it's on our letterhead. Did we request it, or?
They requested it.
First I saw it this morning. It was in my thing, so I just carried it down.
Yeah.
So the girls had to type it.
I want to say we got an email last week.
And I'm 97 short of.
We're getting a lot. I believe I saw the email last week about it. And then.
No. I cleaned those up. Only 62 short of seeing what's in there. All right, let's see. Something from Mr. Crawford, possible engineering position and concept paper that I can come up.
It's a pretty interesting paper.
Were you aware that they were having all those meetings?
Yes, I went to one of them from the Gopala and Tammy Trantham, that division over there.
At Table Rock?
Friends of Tammy Kilmore, like that. They've had two or three or four of them. We were emailed them. That's the only reason I know.
Have we received the law enforcement grant?
I don't know that.
I don't know that either.
Did you read the email?
I don't know if I saw that.
What's that in here?
Check the bottom statement.
Okay, so this came through Thursday. Oh, it just came through. Okay. I hadn't seen it this morning. Okay. Question for you. If it's reimbursable, did we put that in the budget anyway?
No.
I remember doing the grant.
Well, what we had been told was it would probably be sometime by 5 mid-year or sometime during the year. Now, if in fact it is something that we've been given, we need to have a copy and how many people it affects.
Oh, we need all of this.
Because it could have been one, it could have been none, it could have been all.
Yeah, we need a whole lot more details now because that's a reimbursable.
Is that the $128,000 monies that we've sent in?
Yes, I'd like to know what portion of it. Read this statement right here.
Yeah. I want all documentation. I want board letters. I want to know reporting dates.
That'll be part of budget discussions today. This also had me concerned. Did your question for us now?
Not mine, there wasn't. I just...
Excuse me, sorry to interrupt.
It's right.
I'm trying to find the Coronado Division.
It's in the new building over... just grab the sidewalk out in front of the building, and okay. You'll see the big building down there.
Okay.
Just go in there, and they'll direct you right to the right office location.
Sorry,
okay. That's right.
Sir?
Okay, he's going to stay in this building. Down the street.
So I said, grab the sidewalk and go down the street.
And just walk down there. First, he might be headed that door. Lynn, you want some coffee?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Anybody else care for coffee?
Jim?
No.
I'm going to get up anyway and throw some stuff away real fast.
Hello, Randy.
Morning.
We have you this morning?
No, not feel warm. You
getting a good seat? Expecting good crowds?
Hello, Mark.
Crowd. Morning.
How you doing? Did you have a good Christmas?
So far, yes, sir. You?
All right.
Glad to hear it.
Hello, sir.
Good morning.
Morning, morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. I'm going to give this to Linda, throw this away. He's in charge.
Okay. Whatever you want.
Thank you. While I was gone, I got an email.
You were a comment or something?
No.
Email for me? Conversation between you and Jim. We've got to see if I can get something to have you want me to
back and review that. And I don't know that we've done anything. I know we went back out to the Columbia Cove, and Devin and I talked to that lady. She wanted the culvert back in, and we're going to move it and redo it and make sure we don't